It's only natural that so much reporting about next year's presidential race has focused on Democrats. There are, after all, 9 candidates, and we don't know who the nominee will be.
Commentator Byron York.
And on the other side, there's no suspense in President Bush's re-election race. At least that means you won't have to read long articles on the quest for the Republican nomination. Without a GOP contest to cover, much of what's been written about the president's campaign has been about money. Will he raise $170 million in a day and a half? $200 million over a long weekend? Maybe even more? That's mildly interesting, but money aside, there is some serious stuff going on as Mr. Bush starts his campaign. And it's not about the horse race or who's buying time for TV ads. It's about actual policy and how the president's re-election campaign affects how he governs. Perhaps the most important behind-the-scenes story is the delicate dance Mr. Bush is doing with his increasingly nervous conservative base. These days, a number of conservatives are looking at the president and saying, shouldn't there be more for us to like in this administration? There's been a huge expansion of Medicare. In general, the government is growing like crazy, and the Supreme Court is supporting affirmative action and might be headed toward approving gay marriage. This is not what conservatives expected with a Republican president and a Republican Congress. Some conservatives are openly taking their whacks at the White House. For example, on Medicare, think tankers and talk show hosts are hitting the administration for accepting a big new prescription drug entitlement without reforming the overall system. On the Supreme Court, conservatives have been unhappy ever since the White House watered down its position on affirmative action. The Michigan decision only intensified that unhappiness. Even in the tax bill, the White House decided it wasn't worth fighting when Democrats demanded an expanded low-income tax credit that most Republicans opposed. That made for more disappointment in the GOP. White House officials are well aware of the questions going around among conservative supporters. Administration aides regularly take the temperature of conservative figures in politics, the media, and academics. The White House wants to get the message out that the president has been listening to his conservative base. That's fine, but everybody knows that the GOP's core voters, no matter how disgruntled, are essentially in the bag. Who else are they going to vote for? Howard Dean? So when it comes to taking positions on key issues, the White House knows it can afford to disappoint its base supporters in order to appeal to the wider electorate. The calculation it makes, each time a decision on tax credits or prescription drugs comes along, is how much it can afford to disappoint the base. No, the base won't vote for Dean, but if core supporters become truly demoralized, they might not turn out in large numbers to vote for the president. Given the strength of the base's feelings about national security, that probably won't happen. So as the campaign goes on, conservatives will mostly just complain. But don't expect to hear a lot about it. For journalists, it's a lot more fun to gloss over policy questions and chase 9 candidates around.
Byron York is the White House correspondent for the National Review.